the platform. Step up and speak out.
It is a good evening at ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Kwedera. It is the platform once again on this Monday, the 3rd of December, 2018. I hope you're fine wherever you are. And if you're not so great, I hope you do get better soon. And just to remind you of some of the frequencies you can listen to us on, Chivu 99.8, Chimani Mani 91.3, Kariba 105.3, Mtora Shanga 97.6, Nyanga 98.2, Gweru 104.3, Vulawayo, my hometown, 106.7. And we're broadcasting out of Harare, where our frequency is 106.4. If you want to listen to us over the internet, of course, it's www.zfmstereo.co.zw. And you can download the TuneIn app as well and just look for ZFM Stereo there. And you can listen to us live and in charge. And, of course, the conversation is live on Twitter at ZFM Stereo. Follow the conversation on facebook.com/ZFM Stereo. On Instagram at ZFM Stereo Z. W, and in the studio, its WhatsApp number is 0731-168-045. Now, today, the city of Harare rolled its dice, and today announced its proposed budget for the year 2019. And this was done by the chair of the budget committee, Councillor Lakson Mukunguma. Now, ZFM Stereo was there, and we're going to play you in two sections what their proposed budget is for the year 2019 is. And as it plays, in about 25 minutes, we will take a break in that and then continue with the rest of the presentation. But in the, when we take that break, I want to hear from you what you've picked up from the budget. What do you think about the issues that have been tackled? What do you think about the offerings that are made? What would you change in as far as the budget is concerned? What are you satisfied with the budget? Those are the key things that we would like to talk about. And also, what more can be done for you to be able to have the kind of budget that you believe you are comfortable with, because after all, the budget is funded by your rates. So we're going to play now, as I said, as ZFM Stereo was there, and Councillor Lakson Mukunguma, who is the chair of the budget committee, makes the presentation.
Your Worship, honorable councillors, invited guests, good afternoon to you all. Your Worship, as the chairperson of Finance and Development Committee, I am privileged to present for your approval the capital and revenue estimates for 2019 and the capital development plan for period 2020 to 2022. Introduction and background. Your Worship, is required by Section 288 of the Urban Councils Act, Chapter 29/15, as read with the Public Finance Management Act, Chapter 22/19. The Finance Committee has drawn up for the approval of Council estimates on revenue and capital accounts of the Council for 2019. In crafting the 2019 budget, the city also benefited from submission of residents and various stakeholders calling for interventions that improve service delivery and transformation of Harare into a modern and smart city, largely driven by ICT. Furthermore, Your Worship, the 2019 revenue and capital estimates before you are cast in a manner that seeks to address Council's 2019 to 2025 strategic plan goals, program-based, corporate-based, and gender-responsive in nature, in line with Ministerial Circular Reference CX/53 dated 3 September 2018. This is different from the traditional departmental-based budgeting. The budget also takes care of the objectives of the Zimbabwe government as posed in the Transitional Stabilization Program, that is to achieve an upper-middle-class economy by 2030. Your Worship, the preparation and presentation of the 2019 estimates are taking place at a time when the city is in a turbulent economic environment. Thank you, Your Worship. Without forgetting the theme of the budget, which is transformative budget towards a smart city. These estimates are a result of wide consultation with residents and other stakeholders in line with the Urban Councils Act, Chapter 29/15. We are therefore convinced this budget contains the aspiration of the residents of Harare. Your Worship, we have made deliberate efforts to ensure that this budget addresses key service delivery issues. We are all aware that the city has been affected by a cholera outbreak which took 43 lives. In view with the aforementioned, we have taken heed of the calls by government and residents to prioritize the WASH sector. Hence, the bulk of 2019 budget allocation is meant to address water and sanitation issues. The tariff regime has largely remained unchanged except for a few areas which will be highlighted later on. The slight increases are justifiable and were done taking into account the need to cushion our residents from the economic challenges facing the country. Your Worship, as a listening council, we have ensured that the wishes and aspirations of the residents are adequately covered. Operational environment, economic review and outlook. Your Worship, 2018 has been an eventful year, both on political and in economic front. In November 2018, political developments resulted in a new trajectory for Zimbabwe, which saw the birth of the economic mantra, Zimbabwe is open for business. Your Worship, the nation is facing serious economic challenges, which include a biting liquidity crunch, shortage of foreign currency, high operating costs, a four-tier pricing system, shortage of essential goods, and emerging inflationary pressures. Council is not spared from these challenges. The tight liquidity conditions, industrial closures, high unemployment levels and low revenue collections by the councils have adversely affected the ability of local authorities to provide effective service delivery. Your Worship, according to the national budget presented by the Finance and Development Minister, Professor Mthuli Mthume, on 22 November 2018, inflation figures for October 2018 released by Zimstat show that annual inflation has gained 15.46 percent points to reach 20.85%. The inflation rates are expected to go down forward. These are key fundamental issues that affect the operation of council. The suspension of statutory instrument 122, formerly SI-64, which had removed 42 locally manufactured goods from the open general import license, is said to worsen capacity utilization of local industries, as companies are now exposed to competition from imports. Small to medium enterprises are, however, likely going to benefit from the arrangement, and council should therefore come up with a strategy to tap into that revenue base. Your Worship, during the year, there was a cholera outbreak which claimed lives of 43 lives. The city is extremely grateful to central government, the corporate world, individuals who assisted in the fight against this cholera epidemic. May their souls rest in eternal peace. This budget has therefore prioritized the water, sanitation and hygiene sectors to address the key drivers of the pandemic. Your Worship, the aforementioned operating environment is bearing on the operation of council, as demonstrated by poor performance of 2018 budget, to which I will now briefly dwell on. Budget performance projected to December 2018. Your Worship, the performance of the 2018 budget was weighed down by the national electoral process that created speculation of the possibility of debt written off by authorities. Rate payers stopped paying bills, resulting to low revenue inflows. The city collected 145 million from January 1, 2018 to 30 September 2018. against expected budgeted amount of 202 million, thus realizing negative variance of 57 million. The 145 collected was used to make the following payments: salaries and allowances 83 million, service delivery 62 million. However, the 50% discount offer to ratepayers soon after the national elections resulted in improved revenue inflows. The discount offer was for 90 days from 23 July 2018 to 23 October 2018. Collections increased from a monthly average of 13 million to 14.5 million in August 2018, 17 million in September 2018, and 20 million in October 2018. The increased revenue was used to scale up service delivery in roads, water, that is chemicals, and payment of salaries. The 50% discount was extended to 30 November 2018 and includes corporates and other organizations. Your Worship, the 2018 capital budget of 50.9 million was structured as follows: Environmental Management Committee, 31.2 million, Education, Health, Housing and Community Services, 8.8 million. Informal sector, 3 million. Finance, 7.9 million. Your Worship, salaries and allowances are within projections. However, general expenses, which posted a huge positive variance of 6 million from the budget at 99 million, are a cause of concern as this impacts negatively on service delivery. Strained revenue inflows are a major impediment. It is projected that for the remainder of the year, collections will amount to 187 million, which will be used as follows: salaries and allowances, 116 million. Utility bills, 19.5 million. General expenses, 49.5 million. Capital charges, 13 million. Your Worship, the anticipated proceed of loan funding from the issuance of municipal bonds has not yet materialized. This is largely due to the unfavorable macroeconomic environment. According to professional advice from the brokers, if the municipal bonds are issued now, this might lead to losses due to the unfavorable economic environment, which is compounded by the limited affordable capital and lines of credit on the man market. The city, however, managed to borrow from the local financial institutions and acquired the following assets: 6 20 cubic meter refuse compactors, 12 cubic meter refuse compactors, delivery of 16 refuse compactors still outstanding due to shortage of foreign currents, although the contractor has been paid. Service delivery is therefore compromised. The Bank of Zimbabwe governor has been engaged to assist. 10 skipper's trucks is seen delivered. Your Worship, there has been a marked improvement of grants from Zinara from the projected 5.6 million to 19.5 million. The roads maintenance program is therefore going on very well, and it is our hope that momentum will be maintained. I was expecting your council to clap your hands because the work is seen. Council has reconstructed the following roads: Waterfalls Avenue, Adben Road, Golden Quarry Road in Wesley, Aspindo Green Trees Road, 17th Avenue in Budiriro, First and Second Road in Sunningdale, Harare Drive, that's Gaydon in Borodale, that roundabout which created a lot of noise on the media, Acturas Road, Bogward Road in Masasa, 112th Street in Highfield, and Harare Road in Mbare South, among other works that has been taking place. Overlay works were carried out in Livingstone Avenue, Drew Road, and Robert Mugabe. More road Maintenance works are envisaged before year end on the back of the anticipated disbursement of 13 million by Zinara. Your Worship, the rehabilitation of Morton Jeffrey water treatment works is sustainably complete. Electrical and mechanical works are at 90% complete. Water production averaged 440 megaliters per day. Constituent units, notably clarifiers within Morton Jeffrey, are being rehabilitated and the capacity is expected to reach 520 megaliters per day by December 2018. The city is also targeted water quality compliance by refurbishing filters, improving on chemical dosing facilities, and cleaning of reservoirs using internal resources. Quality compliance has improved from 89% to 96%. This work is set to continue in the next budget year. Works on pipe replacement, pipe station rehabilitations, and construction of Mabuk pumping mains under Zifund Phase 2, 90 billion are sustainably complete. Your Worship, the city is concerned with high non-revenue water. We assist with projects to reduce non-revenue water, which improved marginally from 55% to 52%. The Harare Water Department is working with consultants under the Zimbabwe Multi Donor Trust Fund, Zimfund 2, grant facility to develop the and implement a capacity building and non-revenue water reduction strategy. This focuses on the reconfiguration of water supply zones, installation of zone meters, pipe replacement, and customer meter replacement. Marimba and Sunningdale are the two zones where work has already started. Critical sections of pipe work have been replaced through, though funding has slowed progress with about 20 kilometers replaced out of the targeted 50 kilometers. Of major note among the projects is the new 600 millimeter diameter water main from Litombo Reservoirs to Donbrook Reservoir, which will ease water shortages to Mabuku Tafara. The department is also seized with customer meter replacement, with 7,000 water meter having been replaced this year. Sewage reticulation operations saw the replacement of collapsed sewers in Glenview, upgrading of overloaded systems in Mamfakos, Warren Park, Glenora, Zwarasekwa. Construction of 120-meter Ruzivo stream crossing in Mamfakos is in progress. The pipe replacement is an ongoing exercise in order to enhance public health and reduce environment pollution. Sewage treatment works rehabilitation continued during the year, mainly under the Zimfund at Mabra Ponds, which is near completion. Also, rehabilitation of four and cobro treatment are underway using internal resources. As a result, sewage spillage into water bodies has been significantly reduced, thereby resulting in less penalties from Environmental Management Agents, EMA. Your Worship, on 8 August 2018, your council conducted the end of the term review of the fifth wave of the City of Harare Rapid Results Initiatives. In other words, council celebrated 100 days of Rapid Results Initiative implementation. Fittingly, following the holding of harmonized election on 30 July 2018, a new council and a new government was ushered in, bringing new policy directions, hence the coming on board of your 100 days plan that you launched on 19 September 2018. Whose goals are, one, to do overlays of 8 kilometers roads in CBD by 28 December 2018. To do road markings, signage, and signage for all roads within CBD by 28 December 2018. To do 40-kilometer road reuse spread in Harare by 28 December 2018. To renovate Fessy Street by 28 December 2018. To repair and maintain street lights for 5 streets, including painting of lighting poles. To repair and maintain traffic signal lights in the CBD by 28 December 2018. To complete construction and commissioning of Kuadzana Library by 30 November 2018. To complete construction and commission of Tariro Primary School by 28 December 2018. To complete construction and commissioning of Hopley Clinic by 30 November 2018. To greet CBD Rhode Island, Harare Garden and Africa Unity Square, to also attend to Julius Nyerere Rhode Island, including dealing with illegal parking on the island. To capture all properties in Hope in the BIQ system by 31 October 2018, and to construct major link roads by 28 December 2018. To ensure adequate water supply and ablution facilities for all markets across the city by 28 December 2018. Lastly, to resolve 100% of water problems and restore water supply to the CBD by 28 December 2018. Your Worship, your administration is with you in your quest to achieve your 100 days plan. I can assure you that work has already commenced in earnest on most of the goals and the attainment of your 100 days plan in all but assured. It is in the public domain that the implementation of key projects were being hamstrung by Council City transitioning from the State Procurement Board guidelines to the Procurement Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe procedures. I can now report, Your Worship, that on 11 October 2018, the city got authority from Procurement Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe to procure goods and services for certain threshold without having to, from time to time, seek such authority from PRAS. Therefore, furthermore, your administration is properly structured, incapacitated procuring division to, in order to ensure smooth procurement of goods and services required for the success of the 100 days plan. With this background, allow me to present the 2019 budget proposals. As the chairperson of the Finance Development Committee, Your Worship, it is my honor to present for your approval the 2019 revenue and capital estimates, the budget framework. Your Worship, Zimbabwe has adopted a new economic policy, the Transitional Stabilization Program. That is the national trajectory which seeks to promote investment and ease of doing business and achievement of upper middle income by 2030. Availability of foreign currency remains a major challenge. Your Worship, the economic environment is volatile and makes it difficult to make certain fundamental assumptions. We are hopeful that the new year will see positive changes on the economic landscape and as such, only modest tariff increase are proposed in the budget. As a city, we are hopeful that the economic situation will improve, and as such, we believe that we should not contribute to inflationary pressures through hiking our user fees and tariffs. We remain modest in our approach and have made slight increase in the water tariff, taking into account the cost to build up and the need to be able to sustainably provide potable water to residents and stakeholders in Harare. Your Worship, the budget before you is a plan whose main thrust should be to transform and improve lives of residents of Harare, as opposed to being mere tools of recording and controlling expenditure patterns. We have therefore themed this budget, City of Harare 2019, Transformative Budget Towards a Smart City. Yes, Smart City. The theme has three critical pillars. Social transformation, that is the changing of the lives of residents positively. Second, economic transformation, contributing to the transformation of the economy of Zimbabwe through the ease of doing business initiatives. Third and lastly, smart city, transforming Harare into a smart city. In It has been observed that previous budgets sought only to comply with the rules, regulations and statutes without paying particular attention to outputs, outcomes and impacts of the budgets. The 2019 budget is a program-based budget and has a bias towards enhancing service delivery. It is a budget that places emphasis on measurable results that are based on predetermined projects or programs and are measured by output and outcomes on the welfare of residents. In order to give impetus to the new budgetary framework, the Ministry of Local Government, Public Works and National Housing prescribed a format to guide the preparation presentation of 29 budgets by all local authorities. The format stipulates that budget be presented as programs, namely governance and administration, water, sanitation and hygiene, social services, roads, public safety and security, lastly, natural resources and conservation and management. Your Worship, I'm aware that on 1 November, you and the town clerk visited the governor of the bank with a view to locking the foreign currency required to support an array of service delivery assets, including road maintenance equipment. As a result of this consultation with the Reserve Bank, a foreign currency account has since been opened with the Eco Bank, and other processes are being finalized with the Central Bank. Your Worship, the 2019 budget was submitted to your committees as program-based and will henceforth be reported in that format. Your Worship, the total budget is as follows. Capital budget, 125,981,600. Revenue budget, 346,266,700, giving a total of 472,248,300. This budget is actually larger than that of Malawi as a nation.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You're still tuned into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Kwidarai. It is the platform. And you've been hearing the first part of the budget presentation made by the chair of the budget committee for the city of Harare, Councillor Luxon Mukunguma. And some of the highlights, the budget is a very interesting budget when you really look deeply into it and deep dive into it. And I want to get your message in as far as this budget is concerned. It's called, the title is a transformative budget that looks to seeks to create what you call a smart city. It's then, as far as technology is concerned, there are some aspects that have been achieved. It says Morton Jaffrey works essentially complete. 90% of works, such as electric and so forth, have been done. And the expectation is that the capacity will reach 520 megaliters per day by December 2018. And as far as that is concerned, I also talked about the improvement of quality in as far as water is concerned. This says council also celebrated a rapid results initiative of 100 days on August 8, 2018, and launched another council when the new administration came in, launched another council initiative for 100 days that was launched on the 18th of September. Now the total value of the budget is $472 million, and Councillor Luxon Mukunguma quipped there that it's larger than that of Malawi as a nation. So do get in touch with me. I know a lot of you asked towards the end of that keep asking what are the tariff changes, and I think that's what a lot of people are worried about, or at least thinking about, and maybe not so much worried, but it might be a worry. So do get in touch with us on 0731 168045. A couple of messages saying he's talked about the fact there were slight changes to the tariffs and as far as what we're going to be paying for services. So that's going to come up in the second half of the presentation of the City of Harare budget, the proposed budget for 2019, and by the chair of the budget committee, that is Councillor Luxon Mukunguma. Do get in touch with us on 0731 168045. That's a WhatsApp number, and on Twitter at ZFM Stereo.
Your Worship, allow me to give more detail on the above budget. Starting with the capital budget, Water and sanitization and hygiene program, 51,856,200. The water and sanitation and hygiene is at the core of safety delivery programs. Pipe replacement and rehabilitation will be given priority in line with the aspiration of the residents and stakeholders of Harare. We have made the following allocations. Morton Jeffrey and Prince Edward rehabilitation, 3 million. Water pipe replacement, 10 million. Morton Jeffrey filter replacement, 1 million. Gletun Water Supply Project, 3 million. My fellow Councillor Makoni is going to be a happy man because of this. Prepaid water meters, 4.5 million. Waste water pipe replacement, 10 million. Upgrade of sewer trunk mains in Mbare, Highfield, Kambuzuma and Mfakos, 2.5 million. BNR rehabilitation, 1 million. Ruzivo stream crossing in Mfakos, 4 million. Farms infrastructure, 300,000. Street skip and underground bins, 400,000. 10 tipper trucks, 2 million. 15 refuse compactors, 3 million. 15 skip trucks, 2 million. Disposal sites, 1 million. 1 front end loader, 300,000. 2 bulldozers, 500,000. 1 landfill compactor, 300,000. Then others, 2.6 million, giving a total of 51.9 million. Furthermore, Your Worship, 72.2 million being part of the 144 Chinese loan is expected in 2019 and will go a long way in boosting allocation to the water, sanitation and hygiene programs. The 51.9 million funding allocated to water, sanitation and hygiene programs will be as follows. Loans, 44 million. Revenue contribution to capital outlay, 7.9 million. Roads program, 85.5 million. This is just capital budget. Your Worship, as previously mentioned, significant progress has been made in the repair and maintenance of roads. It is your council's desire to maintain the momentum with a view to ensuring that roads throughout the city are trafficable. Zinara has been forthcoming in the disbursement of funds for road maintenance program, but we continue to lobby for an increase in the allocation. Taking into consideration the input from our stakeholders, we have made the following allocation for resealing, spraying, chipping and overlaying, which will be done about 535 kilometers of the roads. The capital works to include the following. Construction of Circle Road, Roads View, Gordon Quarry, Omnibus Facilities and Termini, 3.5 million. Roads, spraying and chipping, 1.7 million. Footbridges and pathways, Kwadzana, Budiriro, Glenora, Mfakos and Greenview, 200,000. The following road maintenance equipment will be procured. Bitumen distributor, 175,000. Uniloader, 80,000. 2 water bowsers with a capacity of 12,500 liters, 63,000. Sly machine, 80,000. And 15-ton vibrator roller, 200,000. Sources of funds. Loans comprising of 6.4 million. Revenue contribution to capital outlay, 2.3 million. Public safety and security services, 13,711,900. Your Worship, operation to the central business district have been characterized by chaos and mayhem, and it is time we turn Harare into a modern and smart city. To this end, a traffic management system and solar street lighting system will be installed and commissioned in 2019. In line with the repeated calls by residents to enhance public safety and the security of investments, the following allocations have been made. Traffic management system, 10 million. Purchase of tow trucks and other enforcement vehicles for zones, 800,000. Purchase of 20 enforcement vehicles for the CBD districts, 800,000. Purchase of 4 tow trucks, 6 C and B trucks, 30 motorbikes and 1 tow vehicles, 810,000. Your Worship, the sources of funding for the public safety and security programs are loans comprising of 6.4 million, revenue contribution to capital outlay, 2.3 million, joint venture, we are expecting 5 million. Social services, 9,941,900. Your Worship, most of our facilities in the districts are in a deplorable state and in need of renovations. Responding to calls by our stakeholders to improve the state of our facilities, the following allocation has been made. Renovations of Highfield District Office, the construction of Zwara Sekwa and Hatfield District Offices and Rugare Sub Offices. 860,000. Drilling of 7 boreholes, 105,000. Purchase of 6 trucks for district offices, 210,000. Construction of Warren Park D preschool, 50,000. Construction of new school in Budiriro, 400,000. Construction of administration block and caretaker house at Tari Primary School, 140,000. Installation of bucket seats at Rufaro Stadium, 120,000. Construction of a new state-of-the-art stadium, 1.4 million. City Health Department. Buildings. This takes various sites, Your Worship. 1.2 million. Medical equipment, 2.05 million. Vehicles, 400,000. Your Worship, the resources to fund the social service program are loans, 4.3 million. Revenue contribution, capital outlay, 5.7 million. Governance and admin program, 31,032,300. The governance and administration program, a cluster of departments that provide governance and administrative support in council. In essence, these are the finance department, human capital department, the chamber secretary's department, the town clerk's office. Ideally, budget allocation to the governance and administration program should not exceed 20% of the total capital budget. Your Worship, there is need to invest in our GIS and ICT infrastructure. If the city is to achieve its vision 2025 and set the agenda of a world-class smart city, hence the allocation of 23 billion made to ICT division. In our desire to be a system-driven organization, in line with the transformational agenda, the ICT has been given a huge allocation to enable it to embark on projects to modernize the operation of the city. Capital budget allocation on the various departments are made as follows. Finance, 1.38 million. Valuation in estates, 0.16 million. Mayor's office, 0.34 million. Council general, 0.65 million. Chamber secretary, 0.69 million. Human capital, 0.59 million. ICT, 23.46 million. Your Worship, this shows the direction of your council to a smart seat, an e-seat. Audit, 0.2 million. Corporate communications, 0.2 million. Supply chain manager, 0.2 million. Housing, 0.13 million. Seat architect, 1 million. Works, 2 million. Your Worship, the sources of funding for the governance and administration programs are as follows. Loans, 25.1 million. Revenue contribution to outlay, capital outlay, 5.9 million. 2019 revenue budget. Your Worship, the proposed 2019 revenue budget before you is a responsive budget in terms of the tariff regime. The tariffs are stagnant except for a few adjustments made on the water account. Your Worship, the justification for water tariff increase, there has been a drastic increase in cost inputs, namely chemicals, cost of repairs and maintenance, capital charges on borrowed funds for capital works, and other operational expenses. Projected cost of producing 1 cubic meter of water in 2019 is $0.8, that is 83 cents, up to from 70 cents in 2018. The projected income expenditure for the year 2019 revenue budget is as follows. Income, 346,266,700. Expenditure, 346,231,200, giving us a surplus of 35,500. Your Worship, the above projected total income amounting for 346.3 million, up from 262 million in 2018, will come from the following income streams. Refuse collection, 27.08 million. Parks and cemetery, 0.4 million. Operations, 55.22 million. Finance sundry, 3.3 million. Ambulance and fire fees, 6.32 million. Rates, 104.9 million. Health fees, 5.1 million. Department of Works sundry fees, 4.5 million. Harare Water, 100.8 million. City Architect, 10.9 million. Valuation in estates, 0.1 million. Housing, welfare and education, 7.07 million. Estates, 3.9 million. Informal sector, 1.9 million. Others, 5 million, giving us a total of 346.2 million. Now I turn to the projected 2019 performance of the various sectors of the revenue budget, starting with water sanitation hygiene program. Your Worship, the water sanitation and hygiene program is expected to realize 127.8 million. That is 37% of total revenue in 2019. The income will be realized mainly from the water account, which is expected to bring in 100 million. The water account is also expected to incur most of the expenses, estimated at 100 million. In terms of actual revenue inflows, the water account is being subsidized by other accounts. Therefore, the proposed increase in the water tariff is expected to improve cost recovery and reduce dependence on other accounts and ensure sustainability. The following is proposed water tariff structure. On my the column on my right, that's existing, that is 2018. Then the proposed on my far right. Fixed water charges. Fixed water charges in industrial and commerce, $25. There's no change in 2019. We have no water. We have no fixed water charges in domestic, both in high and low domestics. Then 1 to 10 cubic meters. That is in the high density area. Existing is 70 cents per cubic meter in that range. We have proposed to increase it to 0.83, that is 83 cents. 11 to 20 cubic meters, 0.8 to 0.93. Anything above 20 cubic meters. Currently, we are charging $1. We propose to increase to $1.20. Prepaid water. High density. $1.20, there's no change. Low density, $1.50, no change as well. Low density area, 1 to 10 cubic meters, 80 cents. We propose to increase to 95 cents. 11 to 20 cubic meters, $1.20. We propose to increase to $1.30. Anything above 20 cubic meters, $1.50, there is no change to the current budget. Bulk water supply. Currently, we are charging 70 cents. We propose to increase to 83 cents. Industrial and commercial, 1 to 100, $1.20, that's the current charge. We propose to increase to $1.43. Above 100, currently we are charging $1.50. We propose to increase to $1.70. Sewer charges per fitment, high density area. Currently charging $4. We propose to increase to $5. Low density areas, currently charging $9. We propose to increase to $10. Commercial, currently charging $13. We propose to increase to $14. Meanwhile, refuse collection fees will be maintained at previous year levels as indicated below, despite the city having borrowed funds to finance the acquisition of refuse collection assets. Once a week, a collection per area, existing and proposed. Residential high density area, we are charging currently $6.50. There's no change. Low density area, $9.50. There's no change. Commerce, industrial, and medical, $16. No change as well. Commercial and industrial, the frequency per week of collection, existing and proposed, effective from 1 January 2019. Week 1, $16. There's no change. Week 2, $11. No change as well. Week 3, $10.50. No change. Week 4, $10. No change. Week 5, $9.50. No change. Week 6, $9. No change. Week 7, $8.50. No change. Roads programs. Your Worship, the roads program has been allocated $53 million in order to support the roads maintenance program. It is anticipated that the bulk of the money will come from Zinara and also from own resources. Social Safety Program. Your Worship, the Social Safety Program is expected to realize 8.28 million driven by city health fees of 5.1 million. However, the program remains heavily subsidized from the rates account to the tune of 40 million. Cremation and burial fees, hospital and clinic fees will remain static in 2019 as follows. Cremation charges $200. We are proposing not to change anything. Burial in area B, $75, no change as well. Burial in area A, $100, no change as well. Burial in area A plus, $175. We are not also changing anything. City health fees. Your Worship, in line with the government policy of health, for all hospital fees will remain unchanged. However, council can reduce or remove some of the charges as long as government is prepared to subsidize the sector. Tariffs is as follows. Clinic fees, adult $5. That's the existing. We are not going to change anything. Child, $3. That's the existing. We are not going to change anything. Hospital fees. Adults, $10. We are not going to change anything. Child, $5. We are not going to change anything. Caesarean, currently not charging. We propose to charge in 2019, $850. Maternity fee, $25. Proposing not to change the fee. Public safety and security. Your Worship, this is another every subsidized program from the rates account. Expenditure, therefore, is estimated at 32.6 against projected income of 8.9 million. As stated elsewhere, lawlessness in the CBD has risen to unacceptable levels. Charges to curb the same should be sufficiently punitive. Hence, proposals to increase clamping toll, away, and storage charges by 100%. The expected income from this program amounts to 119 million against expenditure of 121.8 million. Income from the rates account is used to subsidize other accounts of in deficit. Recommendations to your budget, Your Worship. Your Worship, having gone through the revenue and the capital budget, I now have the following recommendations. The water tariffs be adjusted upwards by an average of 19%. That clamping tow away and storage charges be increased by 100%. Your Worship, the city has not yet stated to increase clamping tow away and storage charges because breaking the law is an avoidable choice. Does proper tax tariffs remain at current levels? All business license fees remain at current levels. All market fees remain at current levels. Rank disc or route authority fees remain at current levels. Council approves the 2019 capital and revenue estimates as recommended by committees of council. That projects be prioritized in line with the program-based budget and rapid results initiatives. As I conclude, Your Worship, before I close, Your Worship, allow me to acknowledge the following. The various stakeholders, including the residents of Harare, who through consultation have given council invaluable feedback, which has been extensively incorporated in the preparation of these estimates. My fellow councillors, for deliberating on these estimates and giving guidance during their preparations. The town clerk, the heads of departments and their staff who were involved in the preparation of these estimates. Allow me to extend our gratitude as council to all the corporates who worked with us in 2018, especially during the cholera outbreak. To them I say, we still look forward to your kind hand in 2019 in our efforts to make Harare a smart city. Already we are grateful to Econet Wireless Zimbabwe for adopting First Street. We hope to see more corporates coming on board on different projects. Your Worship, the successful implementation of the program spelled out above requires that the various stakeholders, including the residents, ratepayers of City of Harare, pay their bills when they fell due. This is the only way your council will be able to provide services to their expectation. Furthermore, we argue government revive the public sector investment program to enable us to carry out projects which require huge capital outlay. Your Worship, we have kept most of our rates constant with the confidence that our stakeholders will play their part in meeting the affordable rates on time. We urge them to encompass a new culture of timely responsibility in 2019 in order to receive timely service delivery, which is the cornerstone of this budget estimate. Finally, Your Worship, the budget that is before you is people sensitive. Residents spoke, council has listened. Council took heed and responded with a budget that aims to deliver that which residents and stakeholders of Harare have demanded. Water, wastewater, and refuse collection challenges have been afforded priority in the budget before you, Your Worship. The smart city concept, which is characterized by the use of modern systems and processes demanded by residents at various fora, will be sufficiently addressed by the budget before you. Your fellow councillors have not heard me on this. I will repeat, Your Worship. The smart city concept, which is characterized by the use of modern systems and processes as demanded by residents at various fora, will sufficiently address by this budget before you. Your Worship, Council mindful of the general hardship among residents and has deliberately chosen not to hike rate charges, notwithstanding the economic volatility currently obtaining. However, Your Worship, the transformation agenda will be complete if residents play their part by paying rates. Well, government will be expected to play its part by constructing dams and other related infrastructures. I now have the pleasure, Your Worship, in asking Council to approve the 2019 capital and revenue estimates and the 2020 to 2022 three-year development plan before you. I thank you.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
This is FM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. And that was the voice of the chair of the budget committee of the city of Harare, Councillor Lakser Mukungumar. Just to give you some of the highlights there, water tariff increase will be up by average of 19%. Storage and towaway fees are going up 100%. Construction of a new stadium worth $1.5 million is on the cards. And $19 million from the Chinese water loan expected next year. Yeah, so this will be up as a podcast, but you can listen to it again. Share your thoughts on ZFM Stereo via our Facebook and Twitter pages. But coming up now is Chila with our story, and I'm back with you tomorrow between 7:30 and 9 p.m. on both Health Matters and the platform. Otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Chila's pointing at the microphone. Yeah, it's a different one because I would have thought we should spend more time to gather my stadiums that are there.
Yeah, because my stadium now, my stadium now, we are down to catch because we have to. I think Mario is going to shanda kumwe.
Yeah, well, I share opinions. I mean, there are a lot of things I've talked about there, but I'm handing over to Chila now. Stay tuned to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. I'm back with you tomorrow, as I said, but as I always say, from Wobulawayo, my name is Dari Kwirirai. I see you. Sasebenza. Take care of yourself.